Recorded live at 4ZZZ Studios in Brisbane and broadcast across Australia on the Community Radio Network.
You're listening to Zed Games, where we bring you the best in gaming news, reviews, community and culture.
Want to get in touch? Check us out on social media or email us using onair@zgamesau.net.
Right across Australia on the Community Radio Network, this is Zed Games. My name's Jack and we're going to be talking video games for the next little bit. Usually the entire gang is here, but the entire gang is not here. We are pre-recording this one, and I'm a very sleepy boy in the 4ZZZ Studios, but I have Jason O'Callaghan here, executive producer of New Game Plus and operations manager of Couch Warriors.
Yes, that's correct. You've done it well done in one shot.
Not as sleepy as I thought, which is exciting.
Hey, well done.
How was your Jetstar flight down?
Ah, I mean, Jetstar, 2 hours late.
You're like, maybe I can try and make the show, and I'm like, no.
I tell you, it's always one of those funny things. Like, as a rather large monkey myself, like, it always amazes me how little people take up so much of your armrest. Like, the guy next to me has to be, like, 5'6". And he's just, like, living on my armrest. Like, he set up a little camp there or something. It was awful, but, yeah, luckily.
You had your Switch keeping your company.
No, I didn't use my Switch. I just had my, I was watching Broad City on my phone, so it was like, yeah. Anyway.
Living the life.
Yeah, that's it. Living it up.
That Jetstar experience. Zed Games is on... No, not Zed Games. New Game Plus, the other show that we do. That is on C31 in Melbourne, C44 in Adelaide, WTV in Perth, and sometimes...
No, it's Face. I'm pretty sure it's back at Face.
I really can never
tell. Who
knows
yourself?
I have no idea if it's at Face. Face TV across New Zealand as well. In Melbourne, it's Monday nights... 10:30
is correct.
I got that. I did get. You can never tell where that got.
That's
time
fine.
Slot either.
That's fine.
And I showed Meg last week. You have not heard this one yet, I think. This is the New Game Plus cross Zed Game Sting. Please enjoy. Obliged to play that every single time that I have
nice, that's fine.
New Game Plus on. As we're recording this, New Game Plus has been off air for quite a while.
Probably the longest chosen break I've had, we've had since...
Since it started.
I would say, yeah.
Because you've been
doing 40? We went off in late May and then going back in August. So, yeah, we've actually had seasons, proper seasons, which is something we've never done before, hence why, you know, in 7 years we've managed nearly 300 episodes. 300th episode will be coming up this season.
It's a lot. It's so much.
It sure is.
We're almost hitting 500. We're hitting 500 at the end of this year, mate. It is mental.
Yeah. No, I hear you. It's been nice to have a break. Obviously, it is the quieter time for gaming outside of things like E3 and all the news and stuff like that. It just doesn't fit the TV format, so we figured we'll take a break, recharge the batteries. You know, we've been obviously toying with the format a little bit and see what works, see what didn't work.
Because it went from, for those who aren't aware, it was previously just like two blokes on a couch talking video game, usually blokes.
Well, it used to be three, hence level three.
Yeah,
like, yeah.
Now a nightly sort of show.
Yeah, so we've gone that kind of Tonight Show style. And obviously, we're filling out the first season, so there's a couple of times it's like, you know, we could have done this a little bit better, could have done that a little bit better, but... Yeah, like by the end of it, I think we really got the flow. You know, I think the content itself is much better. It's got a little bit more pizzazz and energy to it. And breaking up a little bit more, I think that was always a problem. It's a problem with the talking head format is if you're going to do that, you've got to have ways to break up the action, no matter what it is. And so with the talk show format, it's a bit easier to do that.
It's always the hardest thing for me to see the game of the year discussion happen at the end of the year because it is literally just nine talking heads getting cut between. And I'm like, the most creative we can get is just flashy transitions.
Yeah, 2020.
That's like, it. It's not... Oh, that one's a rough one. But in the meantime, you've been playing games. You have a crippling addiction.
I do. I may have been doing this for some time now. It's always interesting. Like, I always feel weird because you meet parents of kids and stuff and they'll be like, oh, look, he's remotely successful and he plays video games. I'm like, don't do that. Like, don't use that example. But, you know, I still do. I mean, my Switch is still my most played console, hands down. It's not even close anymore, to be honest. And I definitely get why... people are not necessarily gravitating away from the PlayStation 4, but I can understand why the Switch has done as well as it has. I mean, 38 million or something now.
It's a lot.
Been out for 2 years. That's a lot of consoles.
Got past the N64. Yeah. I think it was a while
It'll
ago.
It'll be GameCube well and truly. Wii well and truly.
Oh, definitely, yeah, definitely. Yeah. Wii U.
Wii U, sorry. Wii, yeah. Wii definitely not.
Wii, like, no.
Wii had still got another 60-odd million to go.
But I think PS4 is getting close, though. PS4, it's over 100 million.
Is PS4 over 100?
I believe they just posted, yeah.
I mean, we literally just did a podcast with Dermy. You'd think I'd remember this.
Yeah, that's fine.
But yeah, no, because obviously PS2 is still highest.
151, yeah.
Yeah, and then it's basically like Game Boy, I think original DS. And then
yeah.
Then PS1 and Wii.
PS1, yeah.
So, you know, Sony still has... Yeah, and it is that thing. So I think it's definitely... a phenomenon. It's definitely a force, and obviously they've just released the new consoles. They've announced both a hardware revision and a smaller version where the Joy-Cons don't come off, and lots of other things change. I remember someone said that ages ago. I can't remember who it was. That was coming.
There was not going to be a Switch Lite.
But there was going to be
a Switch Lite. I was going to say, have you actually roasted me in person since that?
No, that's why I savored it. I waited for this moment. Oh. I savored it. Get roasted, son. Because, yes, you were very wrong.
I was quoted multiple times going on New Game Plus and saying, there is not going to be a Switch Lite. They know better than this. And
Nintendo like money, and that is how that works.
And they're going to sell a crap load of units with
Absolutely. And the thing is, I don't think it's priced right, and I don't think a lot of things, but I'm also not the target demographic. It's the second Switch for the house. It's for the older sibling who's earned the right to thing, but then they want to keep the other one at home.
It's for shutting up the other three kids.
Correct. So you chuck them on the little one, let them play whatever, and let Junior play Breath of the Wild. Yeah.
The thing is, people, Kosh specifically from our podcast, who will be meeting later this week when he's working at the powerhouse with me, he was like, but it doesn't dock. Like, what's the point? I like being able to dock. And I turned around and was like, mate, do you know how they make money? Like, that's not the target demographic.
Japan, eldest children, New Game Plus crew. That's who doesn't dock their Switches. And like, because we're having this conversation actually in our Discord today, and it was literally Jamie from our team was like, I dock mine all the time. Well, I said, you are 100% the minority. And then everyone chimes in, 95% undocked. I'm like, I only put in dock when it's party games or I'm at a birthday or something like that.
Smash.
Yeah. It's stuff like that. You just don't dock it. Like, you play it on planes or like, and that is the beauty of that is it's that kind of the dream of the Wii U and the 3DS realized into one. And like,
you are the only person with the humility to say that sentence, I think. Well, because no one else would be like, yeah, the 3DS and the Wii U,
they were bad.
They just look at it like, the Fisher Paykel, you go.
And I think that it is that thing of they were lucky that they, I was nearly finished that sentence very poorly. Iwata passed on, the reins got handed over, and I think they realized that technology-wise, they can't go it alone, so they went with the easy NVIDIA Integra chip and all that kind of stuff.
Which kind of bit them in the ass.
It did a little bit, and hence the revision for the piracy, because that's the reason they're doing it, let's be real. They added a battery on... Well, they didn't. It's just a more efficient chipset, so that'll be the thing.
The nanometer process got... The die got shrunk, so it's less power consumption.
Yeah, pretty much. And so it is that thing of... But I guess for... It's still... on its nature, such an efficient system. You know, like, I mean, I've been playing a bunch of stuff on there, ranging from small indie stuff right through to what you would consider, quote-unquote, full-scale, I want to say AAA, because that's not what it is, but, like, A title.
It is. You know
what I mean? Yeah, well,
like,
I mean...
The whole point of the Switch, or the reason I feel like why it's been adopted so widely by normies and the core gamers...
The core gamers.
...is because, like, that they've been dreaming about that for ages. Like, mobile technology is going to get to the point where we can play... console grade, like, that's just the Switch.
Well, you remember 5 years ago they were saying how eventually, like, they were selling like Moga controllers and stuff, and it was chuck them on your iPhone.
Only they weren't crap.
They were all crap. They were nearly all crap. The Moga ones were one of the better ones of a crap bunch, what I mean? Like, and they were all just like cheap mass produced crap out of China. It was $20. Like, so I got why you would do it if you had like a kid and they were just like playing. So I got the thing, but it just never felt right. It just never, and because people do want those self-contained units for it. And I think, I've always been one of those people who's happy to carry two or three different things to do two or three different jobs. And obviously, phone spoil us a little bit on that. I used to have an MP3 player. I used to have a phone. I used to have like three or four things.
You have a Zune?
I never had a Zune, but I did have an iRiver, and I had a the Creative ZenVision W. It was great. I loved it. It was so good in its day. But now phone spoilers for that kind of stuff. But gaming, I mean, it'll never feel right.
Can't really,
no. Yeah. And I think having the dedicated bespoke unit works, because it's only just gotten Netflix. It's only just gotten a couple of like random things.
Them long enough. And as much as I was frustrated at launch with like, they haven't got a web browser, they haven't got all this multimedia functionality, which I feel like would have added a lot to it at launch, they just haven't needed it because it's just sold so good. It's like, we have Mario Kart 8. Oh, man, there's 20 million units sold.
So
like,
they have Mario Kart 8, and then they have a bunch of, oh, great Steam games. And, yeah, you're paying a little bit more for it, but I can play it on the bus. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, and you just wait for them to go on sale. Like, if anything, the one thing Nintendo has picked up is they don't curate their store. Shout out to Steam.
Well, I mean, relative to Steam, they do.
Yeah, that's true. But, I mean, how many random releases does Steam get? You know what I mean?
Like, well, look, the fact that Nintendo, as much as everyone will pay out Nintendo for this because they did it so much before, the fact that them, Sony, Xbox still have cert puts them leagues above any goddamn PC store.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. And I mean, and the other thing, I mean, the interesting part as well is Nintendo's really embraced that role. I mean, Nintendo will allow, shall we say, adult Japanese content to appear, Otome games and things like that.
More than Sony.
Sony
recently,
will not
do
it anymore because they want to go into China. They don't read it. So a lot of games you buy on Switch. So in the old days, you used to buy Vita games if you, like, that was the perfect console.
Yep.
Criminal Girls, all that kind of stuff. Now, like, let's be real. Let's call it what it is, right?
But not too much. We're broadcasting some regional.
That's true. But now, you know, Sony has a lot of these games that'll come out on Switch as well. Because it used to be you get a PS3 version and a Vita version. And that was how you did the handheld version of it. But, like, with the Switch, I mean, they're not censoring anything. I mean, this is Nintendo. Like, the kiddie console.
They released Xenoblade Chronicles 2. They developed it. Like,
crazy. That's the world we live in. You know what I mean? Like, it's such a bizarre thing. And yet they still have that core who know Mario and they know all that. And I think if there's one thing that they've done really well, I mean, keep in mind that Mario is like the sixth biggest entertainment franchise. Just Mario. That's not including all the rest of their stuff, not including the company, which is so cash rich, not even like stock actualization.
No,
or
just goddamn cash.
Just like money in the bank. It's like up there with Apple. You know what I mean? Like, it's a ludicrous amount of just money. Like, it's like, because everyone's like, oh, they're on the downward spot. Like, they could literally run at the same spec for 50 years and release no new games, and they would have enough cash.
They could have run at the Wii U spec and gotten away with it.
100%. And so it is interesting to see how the industry, they've adapted to the industry, but also the industry's kind of adapted around them. Like, everyone's doing Switch ports now. It's PC and Switch, where it used to be, you know, PC, PS4.
I think it's Epic Game Store and Switch.
Gomenasai. So, yeah, it is that. Yeah, well, everything's Epic Game Store now. But yeah, it'll be interesting, because obviously Sony wanted to get out of the gate and announce the fact that they were making a new console. Next year's going to be that year. It's going to be, everyone's going to push hard for Christmas, and I reckon you'll find that one of them's going to launch early because they'll have to. But yeah, I don't know. I just think, I don't see that particular Steam train rolling slowing down anytime soon.
Gone from strength to strength. And I can't wait to call the next Nintendo shot and be wrong about it again.
Please do. Every time you do, I'm just going to be like, nah, that's
my
right.
Face.
Nah, that's right.
So, Jack, remember that last time you were like, Switch Lite? No.
Nah.
Shut up. Let's wrap up this episode with some of the games you've been playing. Kill la Kill, I want to start with.
Kill la Kill.
Because I watched two entire episodes of that anime. And I was very on board with both of them.
Yeah.
Just didn't get any further.
Look, I think Kill la Kill is one of those ones that the story is so dumb and overblown and over the top, but as a visual master, it is such a
fantastic
spectacle. Oh, my God. Like, Mad Max meets fashion anime girls fighting. Like, it's so... And, like, again, it is so over the top and ostentatious and all these things, and yet the story is such a simple, grounded story of revenge / like legacy, all these kind of simple things. The game is actually kind of a spin-off, if you will. So basically every character's been remade in Unreal. And so it's like there'll be a whole episode. Think of it as like a different canon
like
series.
Side.
Yeah,
oh,
well, it's
okay.
Kill la Kill the game if. IF
yeah,
is literally
yeah.
its name. So, like, and so the story is, it's not hugely different. Well, it is. It's pretty different. But, like, it takes place later on in the series.
Right.
And so you pretty quickly learn where this is, where that is. And so the story's been great. I mean, and then you obviously unlock verses and things like it's an arena fighter similar to, I want to say, like, the Naruto games. And
like a Dissidia?
Ish. Not necessarily like that team-based, like, kind of.
Like
so that,
PSP Dissidia.
Well, yeah, more like
a one-on-one.
Yeah. So, yeah, similar to that, similar to I don't want to say a Dragon Ball game, but Dragon Ball games pop into my head. But like, there's a lot of the. Do you remember the old Budokai 3 where you had the pick, triangle, circle, square?
Yeah.
And so that will be part of it. So, like, there's you can, if you have enough meter built up, you can do like a rock, paper, scissors, or you can do specials, and it's about just breaking guards. It's all that real simple stuff. So the game itself isn't thing. Looks great, even on the handheld. Like, you can tell obviously where they've cut corners to make it look good.
Sorry, is it just on PS4?
It's PS4 and Switch.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, okay, I've got on Switch. So the two big issues as someone who broadcasts this kind of stuff, number one is full price. So it is a full price game.
AAA game. So you're pretty sure, close to 100.
I'm pretty sure it's nearly 100 bucks. Yeah. If not, it's like 60, 70. If it was 50, I think you'd go, okay, it's not too bad. But like, it's just that little bit too expensive.
Are you playing the full version or just the demo?
No. I got the full one.
It's been released. Okay.
Yeah. So it's come out. And then the second problem is, you know, at the start of it, it's a real quick thing. It's don't copy it, don't pirate it, don't stream it, by the way. And it is cut like so there are restrictions
back to
on
Persona
what
5.
There are restrictions on what I can and can't show, and it's worse than Persona 5. Like the restrictions are even tighter than Persona 5. That's how really tight they are on what we can actually show you. And I get why, because it is such an experience, like such an overwhelming and encompassing.
But so much
experience.
Of it is like watching it happen as well.
There's cutscenes
for the anime IP owners to license it to a game dev.
Understood.
And this is all Japanese.
You understand,
and
correct.
It's not going to play ball.
And that's exactly it. And so they are left, right, and center, either demonetizing or pulling stuff down. I think that's a very blunt instrument for a different thing, but I also understand what they're saying when they're like, you need to experience it for yourself. And I get it, but it is that thing of, I don't know. Like I felt like I was watching an anime, like I was playing it on the way to the airport and it just felt like I was watching an episode of an anime, and then I was playing a little bit of a game, and I was watching an episode of an anime, playing a little bit of a game.
And sometimes
which I love Asura's Wrath. I love Asura's Wrath. So, but yeah, and it invokes that overwrought presentation, but so much so that it just feels it feels right. Like I'm enjoying my time with it. As far as it's probably the only big kind of AAA game. Like I've had Wolfenstein Youngblood sitting there, but honestly, the reviews
we've just heard so much bad stuff about it.
I mean, people like Alana, people who I trust, have said they're just not
it's
about
not,
it.
Well, it's not just not in line with, because you hear Wolfenstein, you're like, the expectation is set. It doesn't meet that.
I think the big thing, I mean, if I may, I like the big thing there. So Far Cry New Dawn was a very similar format, where it was the game as a service version of the popular main game. It was. So it was a continuation in that sense. It was more of an expansion pack, but it still had the games as a service. You could buy credits, you could do all that kind
of
stuff.
But it didn't seem core.
It didn't. And the main differences, I would say, is that the Far Cry series has long been a do too much stuff game.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's always been go out and collect this, go out and do that. So you don't mind
that's
so much
the whole
it's like
point,
go and kill 10 of the mutant buffalo.
You're like, I'm going to be picking 13 herbs anyway. Why not?
So exactly that. So when you take Wolfenstein, which is known for its, you know, these
not
deep
that.
Characters. BJ's the biggest sad boy since Max Payne. You've got all these like great things that go for it, that drive this story, that drive your connection to these, what you would consider reasonably cliche characters, but they just have so much soul. And even the Enigma missions in the old games tied back to the story. Things happened, so you complete a mission and then you go back to that level and play a mission, but the level's different because they've either tightened security or they've dropped a bomb on it, or, you know, like, so all these things are different and they're tied into the larger things that have happened in the universe, whereas new ones are all just games as a service. And I think the reason it doesn't work is because it strips away those things, whereas for New Dawn, for Far Cry New Dawn, it was doing a bit more of the same, just a little bit of spice.
It was a little bit,
And you honestly didn't need to. Like, at no point did you really need to do that. It had the co-op and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, as far as the mainstream games go, there hasn't been anything that's really jumped out. And that's where I've been playing Kill la Kill, a bunch of Devolver stuff, you know. So it's been a great distraction to have the Switch and do that. And I had a party I had to cater in July, and so I just bought a bunch of party games, Party Crashers, Party Golf, all that kind of stuff. And so that's been really good. Crawl, I've like reinstalled, all that kind of stuff. But yeah, honestly, like in this smaller time period where all these little games are coming out, Lethal League, there's these bunch of great,
because they've got this big game dry period at the moment.
Yeah, and so anyone smart, anyone with the smaller games who are looking to sell, say, 500,000
now,
do it now while everyone's got the money. $30, people can rationalize $30. You know what I mean? It's much easier,
especially on Switch.
Absolutely, and so, you know, Lethal League still a fantastic multiplayer game. They've added extra modes, they've added extra kind of mechanics to it. Plays fantastically. It's part fighting game, part baseball game, where you basically, you hit a ball ricocheted off the walls, and if it hits your opponent, they lose health. So it's great competitive game, great for reflexes. Like, it's just really good for that kind of thing. And then, like I say, Devolver, just 1, 2, 3 this year, just been punch. Like Ape Out into, which was just such a great audio-visual experience, like the drums bashing along, the music changes as you do things. Like,
I've just seen so much good about it that I want to jump in.
It's so great. Pedro, which is basically 2D Max Payne with a bit of, you know, silly over-the-top flair to it.
In case it wasn't over-the-top enough.
And honestly, Katana Zero is up there for Game of the Year for me. I loved it. I loved its gimmick. I loved its mechanics. It's doing that 2D... it's got a little bit of a Hotline Miami vibe where it's like... But at the same time, it's him. His main power is he can control time, and so basically he visualizes what he's going to do, and then you play that out. Do you know what I mean? So you play small segments of the map.
Yeah.
They're all basically puzzles. If you think of it, like you go, yeah, like if okay, so I jump here, hit here, do this, and then like at the end of it, it'll go, yes, that'll do it. That'll kill everyone
nice.
And complete my objective. So and then the way they tie the story into that, and the way they make it about this ongoing war or this war that's ended and all this kind of stuff. It's just, it's so well done. I was just genuinely so blown away by it. Again, Devolver as always, I love Devolver, yep. That's not news. But yeah, again, I think it just goes to show that the Switch is still the best console for this kind of stuff because it's not the kind of games that benefit from being on PS4 or Xbox or PC. They don't get anything from it. Like, it's nice, but like, the graphics the graphics of Katana Zero don't lend it to like having a like a 1080
you can't turn it up to 11
there's
nothing to turn up
so I think it it's still the small games for now, then we start coming into the big stuff soon. Very keen for Catherine. There's a bunch of great... It's coming in September.
Just got that review offer. I'm very excited about that. That brings us to the end of this week on Zed Games across the Community Radio Network. For more New Game Plus stuff, newgameplus.tv is the website. YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.com/newgameplustv.
And we'll be coming into TGS very soon. We'll have a bunch of
Tokyo Game Show.
Fighting up stuff. TGS is Tokyo Game Show, of course. There'll be a bunch of great stuff on our Insta and website and everything. Should be good fun.
You're learning Instagram.
I am. I'm learning it slowly.
Got G-Son over here. That is it. We love and appreciate you. See you next time. Bye.